Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good morning. This is Adventures in Companionship with myself, Refilio, and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. Come on, everybody. Let us welcome Dr. Bill Price as we engage in Adventures in Companionship.
And we can't wait to move to the next session. Can you believe it? Oh, my word. What a lovely opportunity. And, oh, it's so nice. And I just love being here. I wish I could see your face. I wish I could see what you're doing right now. And so today we're going to be paying attention to the realities of understanding what's the purpose and the meaning, or the purpose, meaning, and mission in our relationship.
Yeah.
When you think of your relationships, Refilwe, where would you say, or out of everyone that you've got as friends, how many, and this is not a trick question, but yeah, how many of your friends do you, could you tick off and go, I know the purpose of this relationship. I know the meaning of this relationship. I know why.
Three. Yes.
About that, eh? Yeah. So, it sociologically, sociologists tell us that there's about from 3 to 7 maximum friends with whom we can complete that sentence and go, I really know the real meaning and the purpose, why this person, or what the reason is for this person to be in my life. So Estelle, my wife, I know what the purpose is. So there's a very clear definition as to the purpose and the reason of why we have a magnanimous relationship. And that relationship, of course, is to love one another and to be there for each other and to undergird each other, to guide each other, and then also to share common things with each other. And so a sense of purpose in any relationship is the ability that it kind of gives relevance to the relationship. A lot of people have got relationships, but there's no relevance to the relationship. It's like, yeah, we hang out together. Yeah, we go and dance together. Yeah, we go and have a drink together. Yeah, whatever, yeah. But when it's all over and done with and we wave our goodbye and we look in the rearview mirror and we see the person disappearing over the horizon, we kind of go, not too sure, yeah, and we fall into generalizations. Yeah, I did have a good time. It was fun. But it's amazing that when people go to parties and they say, yeah, I know we're going to have great fun, but they just stand on the dance floor and dance as if they're standing on an electric shock, and they're just moving their bodies and gyrating, and they're calling that dancing. But there's no communication. First of all, the music is too loud, so unless you can lip read, you'll never know what the other person's saying. Everyone goes, yeah, great fun. And then they add alcohol to it, and they're saying, oh, now we're even having more fun because I can now, after my fifth drink, see more people. So instead of seeing my one friend, I see him and all of his 7 personalities. And so now I'm seeing double because of the alcohol. And we call that fun. The next morning we wake up with headaches and heartaches, and it's like, hey, okay. So was that fun? Was that the purpose of it? Was that really? And I spent all that money just for this amazing headache. Isn't that great? But, yeah, the high purpose, I think, in any relationship or journey of companionship is to be able to be brave, I would say, and then also to take risks. Somewhere along the line in the relationship, I have to take a risk. I have to take a risk of going, well, let me bring this into the discussion, or take a risk of, let me dare ask this question and see what happens with that. Mm. Or let me dare, challenge the person on this or that, depending on where the relationship is. And if you're in a relationship only to win that person to Christ, if that's your only reason, then, I don't know. I'd question that. I really would question that, because I can remember a young guy. I was a young pastor, and he came to our church a few times, and everybody knew him as the drug addict of the town and the loser and the whatever. And he always used to sit at the back. And then one day he came up to the front after the service is finished and said, could he see me the Monday? And I said, great, let's go and have a milkshake. And there was a restaurant next to the church nearby. And as we were sitting drinking our milkshakes together, he looked at me and he said, do you mind if I call you Bill and not minister or reverend or whatever? So I said, he was going to call me bishop or something. No, I'm not there yet. And don't ever want to be there, I think. He said, do you mind if I call you Bill? I said, I'd love you to call me Bill. And just whatever you do, don't call me late for lunch, but you can call me Bill. So he says, fine. And then he drank a little bit of the milkshake and then looked directly into my eyes and leaned forward and said the following, which shook my world. He said, do I first have to become a Christian to be your friend?
Wow.
And if you have anybody that you are working with right now in your circles that you say, or they say, the first prerequisite with me is that you've got to get to know my God and you've got to become like me as a Christian, then and only then can we be friends. Because then, and you'll use some silly scripture like, how can we be unequally yoked together and all of that kind of things. When you look at Jesus, he had friends that were non-believers. I mean, Nicodemus was a non-believer, and he went and ate with him. He had people around him that he allowed that he didn't have a sign on him going, no, you first got to believe in my kingdom, and then all friendship will be added unto you. No. He said, you have my friendship from the word go. A person with purpose is a person who's also open to new possibilities in the relationship. So what is the purpose of our relationship? And somewhere along the line, up the pyramid. So you don't do this with an acquaintance. Like, hello, I've only known you for an hour, so come, let's sit down and discuss what's the purpose of us being together. You say that to someone who's starting to become more than just an acquaintance. They're becoming a friend, and you spending a little bit more time with them. And then, especially with your very good friends, you need to really have this discussion and go, okay, so let's determine, what do you think and believe is the purpose of our relationship? What's the meaning of it? So purpose and meaning go together. Who knows? Maybe there also might be a mission in your relationship. In other words, that you as friends will go and do something together. I could remember some of my friends as a young Christian. We would go and we'd go to Mozambique and we'd help build a church. And if those churches are still standing, God be praised, because what I know about woodwork and about building is dangerous. So if the churches are still there, they are miracles to and testify to the fact of my building capacity or not. But we had a purpose. We went and we helped needy people. We help people build churches and houses. And so sometimes our relationship moves us from unforeseen events and moves us into things where it's like, hey, hold on a minute, there's some things that we need to be building into our relationship. How do I know when purpose starts waking up?
Yeah.
I've noticed in my friendships where purpose is quite high. And now I'm talking about the top end of my friends. I'm talking about the top 10, 12 friends that I've got that I could call purposeful friends. I notice that I make time for them, and I actually create a budget. So we go and spend money. We go and eat out, or we go and do things together, or we go out for a weekend, or we go to the Drakensberg for 4 days and hike and come back to the tent and chat around the fire at nighttime about life and about where we're headed. Another thing I noticed that when purpose wakes up in the presence of some friends, that listening and feedback become alive. So it's not just talk and joking and laughing and doing, but there's actually listening, and we're listening for the purpose of giving feedback. The other thing that I notice in my friendship circles where I can say there's purpose and meaning in them is that those people with whom I've surrounded myself are people who are positive about life, are people who are purposeful about their own lives, and are searching for degrees of purpose in their life. So we have a commonality of purpose. Another thing I notice in my friendship with people, that there's purpose within the circle of friendship, is that we tend to explore interests. So I'll ask the other person, so what's your interest? And we learn as we explore each other's interest. And interestingly enough, the other day I discovered in two of my friends that are quite close to me, and I have a diverse group of friends. I don't just have a group of friends from the same diversity. I have diverse group of friends. So I've got friends from all walks of life. I've got friends that have got drinking problems, and I've got friends that are gay, and friends that are non-churchgoers, and friends that are churchgoers, and friends that are, my goodness, a Hebrew professor. But the other day I was sitting with two of my friends, and they started sharing how injustice has impacted their lives. And I've got to tell you, I sat back, my mouth was open. I'm going, you guys are telling me stuff that I've never heard before, but I'm thankful. And I didn't feel guilty because they shared it with me. And their intention wasn't for me to be guilty.
Yeah.
They were just telling me about, hey, this is some of the stuff that I've gone through. And I've got to admit that I didn't even go through half the stuff. And in a meeting of minds, in a meeting where people are gathering together for a purpose, there's something that we need to find together. And it's almost like, how do we find a fulfilled, passionate life together? How do we find... So first of all, you've got to find your own passion. And is there something that I already love doing? So what do you love doing? So I love reading. I love helping people. I love coaching. I love sharing. I love writing. I love hiking. And I love just chilling with friends. I love a braai. I love reading a good book. I love a good movie. And so I could do that with a few of my friends. And then there's passion and purpose within my relationship. And the nice thing that I've noticed about a friendship where there's passion and purpose in, I've actually discovered a little bit about myself within that circle of friendship and passion. I've discovered my true self. Sometimes I've discovered how selfish I am. Sometimes I've discovered my shadow. Sometimes I've discovered what turns me off. Sometimes I discover my limits. Sometimes I discover what I like and what I don't like. Sometimes I really am called up by my friends and they're going, hey, where are you? Come back into the conversation. You're drifting. What have we just said? And then I can't repeat it. And they're going, oh, yeah, we noticed you were in another country. Another place, another space. Where did you drift off to? And then I have to tell them. Finding purpose is about being passionate about life, being having access to yourself and your true self, and being together with those whom you love, respect, and appreciate. So, in understanding the purpose of a relationship is to understand its meaning. The purpose of a relationship, its meaning is for me to grow out of my comfort zone. Its meaning for me is to develop in areas that I need to be developed in. So when I'm with a diversity of group, then I always make sure that I try and ask questions around, so tell me, how do you in your culture do weddings? And they tell me this is how they do it. And I had just wished that when my children were younger that I believed in Lobola so that I could get paid, so that when my children got married, my daughter got married, that I would be paid Lobola. So I hear from other people's cultures things that I'm going, wow, that's interesting, and that's how it works.
Mm.
And I learn from each other. I'm going, how does that work? And I the other day went for a ride with a friend into a township, and he was going to do some good work there, so I decided, let me go and help however I can. And it was so interesting for me to ride, and I was impacted. And I said to myself, I also said to him, I said, you know what, when we were riding home, I am ashamed. I'm absolutely ashamed. And he said, why? I said, well, first of all, I'm ashamed that when I look at where I was in this township area, how little people have and how little they live with and are seemingly, because I never asked them, so it's a judgment I'm making, how seemingly content they are, how they can live in such a small space and how they can live with so little. And here I am, and I'm going, oh my goodness, the gardener never showed up, so now I have to mow the lawn. Oh dear, woe is me. I just got so awakened into reality and realized that I had absolutely so much. So I moved into my library. I moved into my garage where I have a lot of books and things. And I said, okay, so I haven't opened one of these books in years. I've read most of them, but I've just put them there in the library. And I'm going, what am I doing with all these books? So I went across the road and from the grocery store got some cardboard boxes, and I began to unpack my library. And I said, okay, these books I can give to a school. These books I can give to a Bible school or a church. These books I can give. And I just started dividing the books up in different sections and realized that I'm going to empty out my entire library of old books that I've got, that I've read over the years, manuscripts, files with articles in, and I'm going to learn to live with less.
Yeah.
I climbed into my wardrobe and emptied out. I looked at her pants and said, I haven't worn you in a year, buddy, out it went. Even although it was shouting at me, please, please let me hang. I want to hang with you. I'm going, I haven't put you on for a year. Goodbye. Because you can only wear one pants at a time, and you can only wear one pair of shoes at a time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we get so hooked up in life with so much when there are those around us who live with far less. And, yeah, so my friendship impacted me in that way, that I became a person who realized, oh my goodness, I'm a hoarder.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate. So how can I spread my fortunateness to others that don't have?
Mm.
And, yeah, it was my privilege and pleasure to take all the files of paper that I had – put it in three big boxes, and I parked my car outside of our townhouse section, and a gentleman who always walks past with a little trailer where they pick up paper and plastics, I said to him, I've got a gift for you. And I gave him the four boxes of paper and said, wherever you're going to get money for this, I bless you with that. And are we giving in our friendship? Is the purpose of our friendship giving and receiving and being open to change, being open to challenge? I'm just wondering where you are with that.
I'm naturally a giver and not a hoarder. But I do know people who... There's this lady who lives down the road. She has about four microwaves. Like, an old one would stop working. She would get another one. She wouldn't throw them away. She would display them on her cupboards. But only one is working.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to let go.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's so many interesting things. And the other thing about friendship, I think, in closing, is that it's not mandatory. So when you say things to your friends, it doesn't mean that they have to do what you say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You can share with them and go, I think this is what I think, this is what I think. And if they don't do it, that doesn't mean that you give up on them. It doesn't mean that you turn your back on them and wipe the dust off your feet and go, I'm never going to talk to you again because you don't listen to me. Because then that's manipulation.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Remember, if you want to hear more from Dr. Bill Price, you can email him at inspired@drbillprice.com. Thank you so much, family, for tuning in. Remember, we are on Radio Pulpit every Monday morning from 5:30 till 6 in the morning. Have a great day.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.